North Bay City Council has carried a motion aimed at restoring municipal oversight of Castle Arms, a nonprofit charity that provides housing for more than 250 seniors. The motion was introduced by Deputy Mayor Maggie Horsfield and seconded by Councillor Gary Gardiner, following a proposal from the Castleholm Board. The dispute between Castleholm and Castle Arms centers on governance changes made in 2022 that separated Castle Arms from municipal representation. A shift prompted by legal advice relating to the Ontario Not-for-Profit Corporations Act, ONSA. However, a 2025 legal opinion has since clarified that ONSA does not require Castle Arms and Castleholm to have separate boards. This motion asks North Bay and its 8 partner municipalities to pursue all available legal and administrative remedies to restore democratic and public oversight of Castle Arms, Horsfield said during the Tuesday night meeting. An amendment to the motion was passed, calling for the formation of a committee made up of mayors or their designates alongside Castle Arms board members to review governance. The first step will be to engage a third-party mediator, at the municipality's expense, to work toward a solution, in the best interests of the tenants of Castle Arms, with results shared at a public meeting. During the meeting, councillors also acknowledged Castle Arms' status as a charity, a designation it received in 2023. Council chambers were filled with Castle Arms residents, many holding signs reading, "Hands off our home." Among them was Renee Bryand, a longtime resident who recently voiced concerns about the future of his home. See, residents voice concerns over Castle Arms motion heading to council. These assets were built on the backs of the taxpayer, and they must be returned, Board Chair Dave Mendicino said during a public presentation. He and fellow board member Jim Bruce, along with Rick Champagne, the mayor of East Ferris, criticized the current governance structure. "This is simply not a governance technicality," stated Bruce. "It represents a breach of public trust. Council must take immediate steps to restore democratic oversight." Taxpayers should be outraged as the assets are now controlled by a private board, Mayor Champagne echoed. Councillor Jamie Lowry, who also serves as Castle Arms executive director, pushed back against the trio and the motion. "I don't see any value in this," he told Beta Day after the meeting. "I've got surveys from residents showing a marked improvement since this kind of board took over. They kept circling back to the assets and the money. I didn't hear them say how they intend to improve the lives of these people," Lowry said, criticizing the focus on assets rather than tenants. "I have all the documents," Lowry stated to Beta Day ahead of last night's meeting. "Even right down to 1986, the purchase and sale agreement, there's no mention of Castleholm. Also, the letters patent from when the corporation was founded, no mention of Castleholm." See, North Bay councillor pushes back on Castle Arms motion ahead of tonight's meeting. Councillor Tanya Vrabosh suggested the amendment to the motion. "There are a lot of unanswered questions," Councillor Vrabosh said following the meeting. "I do want it back in municipal control. It seems like there's more safety nets on the other side. Let somebody else come and make those comments and answer our questions. Answer the questions for the tenants." She added, "If we had dealt with this back in 2023, we wouldn't have had a chamber full of seniors scared, wondering if they're going to lose their housing or face rent increases." In 2023, Vrabosh raised concerns about the lack of municipal representation on the Castle Arms board, noting the board's decision in 2021 to separate itself from Castleholm and revise its bylaws without consulting the City of North Bay or its 8 partner municipalities. At that time, Vrabosh put forward motions calling for a review of Castle Arms' governance structures and more involvement from the municipalities that contribute to its operation. Her motion urged the city's interim chief administrative officer to examine the bylaw amendments and involve all member municipalities in a collaborative review. See, North Bay councillor wants Castle Arms transparency. Fears about the potential sale of Castle Arms continue. "They want to gain control so they can sell the assets," resident Renee Bryan said. "Most can't afford market rent." Lowry has stated about such fears, "I've told them not to panic. There's no threat of it being sold. Supporters, including Councillor Vrabash, stressed the importance of clear communication to ease resident concerns. Horsfield mentioned more than once that the motion does not propose selling Castle Arms. The motion in front of us is not about selling off Castle Arms to fund the Castleholm redevelopment, Horsfield said. This motion is about accountability, ensuring that housing assets built with public funds and municipal involvement remain under public oversight. It does not diminish the value of the programs or the community life that residents enjoy. It calls for the establishment of a committee to examine the facts, both historical and current, and to consider the best path forward. The amendment received support from Councillors Vrabash, Horsfield, Gardiner, Lana Mitchell, Chris Main, MacBain, and Mayor Peter Kiriko. Councillors Lowry and Sarah Inch voted against it. Councillor Justine Mala was absent.